Hello.
My name is Melania. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
My name is Reginald Brown, and I was calling to do a claim for my unemployment. You heard me.
All right, hold one moment for me. All right, so you said you wanted to file. What's your social security number?
421-114373.
What's your date of birth?
9/11/81.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Brown.
And what's your last employer?
Brassfield and Gore.
Okay, and you're wanting to file today?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
All right. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement is falsifying informed documentation in connection with this is considered fraud? Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive it in the future?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits within another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed a regular unemployment compensation and need to file for a trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance?
No.
All right. And what is your first name?
Reginald.
All right. What is your last name?
Brown.
All right. Has your name changed since the last time that you filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
All right. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay. What's a good telephone number for you?
205-584-2345.
All right. What's your date of birth?
September 11, 1981.
All right. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Brown.
All right. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
And what state was that driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
All right. What's that Alabama's driver's license number?
837.
86-14. Okay. All right. Hold one moment. Something happened. What am I putting wrong? All right, what's your race?
Black.
And what is your gender?
Male.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
All right, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
All right, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
All right, do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right, what's your home address?
1647. Viking Drive, Birmingham, Alabama.
And that's V-I-K-I-N?
V-I-K-I-N-G.
All right. And you said 35215?
35235.
All right. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what was your occupation at this job?
I was a laborer.
All right. Will you be seeking work in that usual occupation as being a laborer?
Yes.
All All right. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
All right. Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
All right. Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
All right. Are you available? Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
All right. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you accept for work?
17.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
No.
All right. Have you applied for receiving a pension other than Social Security with your employer?
No.
All right. Have you worked in another state with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st of 2023 to March 31st of 2024?
No.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit checks withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right. Would you like to keep the state debit card?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your last employer?
Bradfield and Glory.
Okay. And what is this employer's telephone number?
205-328-4000.
Okay. And what city did you work in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
All right. What was your start date with them?
My start date was July 11th.
Of last year?
2023, yes, ma'am.
All right. What was your last day that you physically worked?
June 26, 2024.
All right, and why are you no longer working?
They said I was terminated for being late.
What was the name of the title of the person who told you that you were of your discharge?
Corey Collier.
All right. What's the date that he advised you that you are no longer an employee?
Can you repeat that?
What's the date that they advised you that you are no longer an employee?
On the 28th of June.
All right, what was the final incident that caused of your incident?
What was the last incident?
Yeah, like what was the final incident that caused of your discharge?
Said I was late, which I wasn't late. You know what I'm saying? I had to, I was waiting on them to click the gate, open the letters in the gate. I got there at 6:04. And they told me, and he told me, the supervisor at that time told me I was late and to go home.
Okay, so you was waiting on them to open the gate, but they said that you wasn't on time, but you wasn't, you was outside the gate?
Yes.
All right, hold one moment. Let me write that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I called the corporate. Talked to somebody in the corporate.
All right. Did you commit the acts that your employer alleges of being late?
No.
All right. Any prior warnings or similar acts that they give you about being late?
No.
All right. So, okay. Do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension for this employer?
No.
Okay. So far, everything that you have told me, is it correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits, will match the earning and the wages you reported by your employer. False answers could result in overpayment and fraud penalties, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. Please, let's see. So which of the following street addresses in Bessemer have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1008 33rd Street North, 178 Royal Coach Circle, 336 Ash Avenue, or 6275 Leston Farm Drive? Which one?
1008 33rd Street North.
Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? College or Notre Dame of Maryland, Columbia Green Community College, Las Posadas College, or Mid Plain Community College area?
Ma'am.
Or none of the above? Which college have you none?
None of the above.
All right. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 218 10th Street South, 243 West Lake Circle, 3776 Hardman Road, or 400 Howard Circle.
218 10th Street.
Okay. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama today?
Say what now?
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama today? Like, do you want to file for unemployment?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you understand it is your responsibility to read it for me or ask yourself with the content, claimant, benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibility?
Uh-huh.
All right. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must be meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well, seeking full-time work each week that you claim unemployment benefits. The unemployment claimant we just finished also registered you for the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log into www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. A information booklet, Benefit Rights and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility and how you file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in a booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically mean payments will start to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at the earliest of 12 o'clock in the morning through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday before 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefit Rights and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to the work search requirement are made to the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employers who want to verify short-term layoff, claimants attended direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to possible work search exemptions. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision is made on your claim. Beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You must not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them, but then the employer later begins to hire. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and submit your claim. All right, I just submitted your claim. Your transaction number is going to be 489. 895-105.
Hold on a minute. Let me write it down. You repeat it.
Yes, it's 489-895-105.
489-895-105.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So your claim... So your PIN is 1974, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You too.